Welcome to the Baptist Joint Committee podcast. I'm Jordan Edwards, Communications Associate at the BJC. His Holiness Pope Francis is in the United States on a three-city tour. He will visit New York and Philadelphia, but first he is here visiting our nation's capital in Washington, D.C. Here to give a perspective on this event is BJC General Counsel Holly Holman. Holly, what are your thoughts on this historic visit?
We are excited to experience this historic event. There's a lot of energy and excitement about this historical visit of His Holiness Pope Francis. Of course, there's a practical impact on life in D.C. The BJC's offices are on Capitol Hill near the Supreme Court and the Capitol and the Senate office buildings. And there's been a tremendous amount of security and logistical planning for this event, which will be akin to an inauguration, but you know, will last 2 days instead of 1 day. So we at the BJC are feeling both the excitement, sharing, and the energy of plans for the Pope's arrival, as well as kind of preparing for, you know, the practical realities that this is going to have a big impact on our city over the next couple of days. This is an important event in that the Pope will visit on Wednesday the White House, and then on Thursday we'll speak to a joint session of Congress. There'll be a lot of related events in the city surrounding the Pope's visit. Executive Director of the BJC, Brent Walker, will be attending some of these events on our behalf, as well as many of our friends from across the religious community and religious liberty community. I know that Brent will be at the White House arrival ceremony, and he's looking forward to that, and we are looking forward to hearing about that event. You know, D.C. has a large Catholic population. The U.S. has a large Catholic population, and particularly in this area, we have a lot of Catholic institutions, universities, social service agencies, hospitals, and a great number of Catholic institutions that are very excited about welcoming the Pope. Not only, though, are our Catholic friends excited, but I think the Pope's visit is energizing the religious community at large, and a lot of interest groups that are excited to hear what he will have to say. The breadth and amount of time that people are spending getting ready for this event and all of these events, I think, really reflects great respect and admiration for the Pope, particularly his contributions to, you know, significant moral conversations about issues that relate to ongoing world events, you know, events today about refugees and immigration and climate change and healthcare. And these are the issues that he speaks about are ones that we need to grapple with, not just as matters of policy debates, but in response to things that are happening in our world. And from what we've heard, no one knows exactly, you know, what he will say or kind of what the focus of his remarks will be. We don't think that he's going to be giving some great policy speeches. My understanding is that he often approaches these visits in a pastoral way, but we are certainly eager to hear what he will say and to be inspired by his words. For the Baptist Joint Committee, when people have asked, you know, what does it mean for you all who work in the religious world, religious landscape on Capitol Hill, what does this visit mean? And I would say that most importantly, it is a huge event that shows the significance of religion in public life. Not government-sponsored religion, not government promotion of religion, but the fact that religion is important to so many people. And here we have a person of great importance to Catholics, but also to others, who's coming and who can generate a great number of people who want to hear what he has to say. Religious liberty is the BJC's focus, but it's also the foundation for this healthy view of religion in public life. You know, my understanding is that the Pope was invited by the White House and Congress, and that makes sense because he not only is the head of the Holy See, but also of Vatican City. And I think it just recognizes that religion is important to so many people. Of course, not just Catholicism, but other types, other denominations of Christianity, other religions often inspire us and inform our thinking and how we see ourselves and our responsibilities to each other. And I really believe that it's in that vein that the Pope is being welcomed so widely, you know, beyond Catholic circles to the greater D.C. community and the U.S. I know one specific aspect of the Pope's visit that the BJC is particularly interested in, should it come up, is that the Pope's commitment to religious freedom around the world. Americans are so fortunate to have the religious freedom that we have. Of course, we have our challenges, and again, the Baptist Joint Committee is proud and honored to continue to work in this area to make sure that we defend and extend the religious liberty that too often we might take for granted. But we want to do our work to educate people about religious liberty and to advocate for strong protections for all people in religious liberty to maintain what we have. And at the same time, we want to be aware of the challenges around the world that Pope Francis has spoken to and has done so much to raise people's awareness of the fact that many people are persecuted around the world simply because of their religion. We might take these things for granted, but we shouldn't. We as Americans have equal rights of citizenship without regard to religion. We have the right to believe according to our traditions or our conscience, and to express religious ideas, to assemble and worship, and to change our minds, to change religions. And I think this Pope has been a powerful voice for those who do not have such freedom. That's inspiring to me, and it reminds us that we must not take our freedom for granted, and that we do have a responsibility to others. I think it's important that we, like Pope Francis, always remember that the rights of conscience are fundamental, and they require respect for others. A robust understanding of religious liberty assumes respect for religious differences. We're excited about the possibility that the Pope's visit might give to religious freedom for all people. This Pope has done a great job in reminding us that so many people around the world do not have the religious freedom that we as Americans often take for granted. It is my hope that by thinking about religious freedom that we have here and appreciating it, that we not only defend and extend religious liberty in our country, but that we expand religious freedom around the globe so that more people experience the kind of religious freedom that we have in America without fear of persecution, without the kinds of burdens that so many people across the world currently face because of religion.
Thank you, Holly. And thank you for listening to the Baptist Joint Committee podcast. For more podcasts, subscribe to our iTunes channel or visit bjconline.org/podcasts.